With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Well, it was shaping up to be a major battle, but now the Golden State has dropped a major lawsuit against the Trump administration over the federal government's withdrawing of the $4 billion for the state's long-delayed high-speed rail project. Here's correspondent Bernie Bennett.
The U.S. Transportation Department slashed funds for the bullet train aimed at connecting San Francisco to Los Angeles in July. The Trump administration has said the California High-Speed Rail Authority had, quote, no viable plan to complete a large segment of the project in the farm-rich Central Valley. The authority quickly filed a lawsuit, with Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom calling the federal government's decision, quote, a political stunt to punish California. The authority said this week that it would focus on other funding sources to complete the project, which is estimated to cost more than $100 billion. Bernie Bennett reporting.
The newly appointed envoy to Greenland says the United States is not looking to, quote, conquer the Danish territory. White House correspondent Greg Clugston offers this explanation.
Louisiana Governor Jeff Landry says the Trump administration wants to begin a conversation with Greenland's residents about the best way forward and isn't going to try to take over anybody's country. However, those comments seemed at odds with President Trump, who has repeatedly said the U.S. needs to take over the Arctic territory.
We need it for national security. We have to have it.
In response, the leaders of Denmark and Greenland demanded respect for their territorial integrity. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Once again, Thailand and Cambodia signing a ceasefire deal to end weeks of fighting over border disputes. That agreement, effective immediately, halts military movements and airspace violations. Thailand had conducted the latest airstrikes as recently as early Saturday morning. This is SRN News. Well, the church has become divided on the issue of abortion.
According to a poll of regular churchgoers released by the Family Research Council, 26% believe that abortion is not acceptable under any circumstance. 19% say the procedure is only acceptable when the mother's life is at risk, while 12% feel that abortion is okay if the unborn baby will suffer from significant mental or physical defects. The survey also reveals that nearly one-third of churchgoers have no opinion on abortion. Michael Harrington reporting.
The Department of Health and Human Services unveiling a series of actions designed to keep kids from undergoing sex change operations. Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. says, this is not medicine, it is malpractice. Sex-rejecting procedures rob children of their futures. This is SRN News. Bob Borovac, lead forecaster with the National Weather Service, says he knows the snow can be an issue when it comes for travel, especially for millions of people over the weekend.
Boston did not get as much snow as some places in New York. Snow totals we can see this morning around 2 to 3 inches, a little heavier as you went south into Rhode Island. As you went farther south away from New York City, snow totals farther south across Philadelphia, Baltimore, and in D.C. were almost nothing. There was some reports of a half inch or so near Philadelphia. But down in Baltimore, Washington, we had a little bit of sleet, but no snow accumulations.
For many travelers, it has been a rough time. And as he just pointed out, it's going to get even worse before it gets better. More than 1,000 flights canceled or delayed earlier in the day on Friday. And officials say by next week, it may be even more. More details at srnnews.com.